Good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. As we continue in a series on living a thankful life, today we're going to talk about being thankful for received grace. It's fun to read the letters of Paul to the churches and throughout the New Testament, and to recognize just how thankful he is, and not only how thankful he is, but how consistent he is in expressing that thanks. And so as we consider what that looks like, today out of 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4, Paul writes and he says, "I always thank God for you because of his grace given you in Christ Jesus." So many times we like the idea of receiving grace for ourselves. So today we want to talk a little bit about being thankful for that received grace. What does that look like? How do we express it? But like a lot of these gifts, if we're only thankful for ourselves receiving it, it tends to create a bit of selfishness, I believe. I think God also wants us, as Paul was, to be thankful for the received grace that others have been given, that they have received. If you read through the Corinthian letters that Paul wrote, you'll discover that there were issues that the people were having, a variety of issues that range from somewhat minor, we might say, to some pretty significant difficulties in their lives and within the church. And setting the tone for addressing those issues, Paul begins with a genuine thankfulness for the grace they received through Christ. So many times as I would work with young people and in camp settings, I would encourage the faculty that I would gather, the adults, and to have campers, even among themselves, to have them pray for each other if conflict arose. To pray for each other regardless, but one of the early steps in conflict resolution was to just get them to sit down and pray for each other. Praying for someone tends to change our attitude about them. And when we ask God to work on their life, the result of our prayers may change their actions, their attitude, the things that are concerning us, but even if it doesn't, it generally changes our attitude. And I think the same is true when we begin to live with a thankfulness for the received grace that has been given to others. When we recognize the grace that they have received from God, then well, it ought to change our attitude about the grace that we extend to them. When we recognize the grace that we have received from God, it ought to change our attitude about the grace we extend to others. Jesus taught that with the measure that we forgive others, that we ourselves will be forgiven. And I think you can apply that to this idea of thankfulness and grace. I don't know of too many people that object strenuously to receiving grace when we know we've messed up. We've found ourselves in need. And we may take the responsibility for what we did. But we still realize that there's a grace received that even in the midst of taking responsibility, that action, that attitude, those words are not continually held against us. You see, I'm not talking specifically about releasing a person from their godly responsibility to make changes that turn away from the wrongdoing we do. Paul was very clear that this grace of God that we have in Christ is not meant as a license to continue sinning. It's not meant to casually just pass off bad behavior. But the grace we've received from God is a grace that recognizes we all have sinned and fall short of His glory, but a grace that does not hold that against us when we come to Jesus to be cleansed and washed. And I think that's the kind of grace that we ought to be thankful for. That God does not hold our sins against us. When we come to Him in repentance. When He talks about our sins being removed from us as far as the east is from the west. It's an immeasurable distance. But it's comes through Jesus. And when we learn to take responsibility, when we see others learning to take responsibility, and none of us do that perfectly. And probably none of us really do it in the way that others might want. But we look at what God has done in our life. And we consider even our feeble attempts at repentance that are not always complete, that don't always hold, that we know we have God's forgiveness and yet we stumble. And we're still living a life that ought to be thankful for the grace we continually receive from God. It's not simply a past tense thing. Past tense, it's a present tense, it's a future tense. It's His nature to look at us as those who have been clothed in Christ and extend grace to all who would come. And when we interact with people, there are times that they will take responsibility for their actions. There are times that we will take responsibility for our actions, but that doesn't mean we never stumble again. It doesn't mean they never stumble again. But when we live with that attitude of thankfulness for the grace received, we live with an attitude of thankfulness for a grace that continually received. You see, every one of us are in big trouble if God's grace isn't enough. and if God's grace isn't continual. And my encouragement today is that as we spend time praying, that you would pray with thankfulness for the grace that is continually received by you and the people around you. That your life would reflect that thankfulness, that your life would reflect the receiving of that grace, that your life would offer the giving of a grace in similar measure to that which you've received. Perhaps in your prayer time, there's relationships or people or circumstances that come to mind that God would prompt you to grow in grace. Perhaps growing in receiving grace. Sometimes we beat ourselves up more than anyone else would. So maybe it's a prompting to receive the grace that has been given for a specific thing that you're just struggling to let go of. And perhaps there'll be promptings of, by God's Spirit, the conviction that He brings to extend grace to the people that you've held back from and yet God has extended grace to. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. And your love has extended a grace that is ours to receive. And the stipulations, the requirements are not difficult. It's simply coming to you and admitting we need it. That we need Jesus. So, Father, today may we examine our life. May we see the areas of our life, the circumstances that we have found ourselves in, maybe even the actions that we have done, that we struggle with receiving the grace that you offer. Perhaps we struggle because we're unwilling to repent. We struggle because we don't feel worthy. Father, whatever the reason is, may we learn to openly and honestly before you repent and receive that grace. May we be reminded of the great value that we have to you, that the worthiness that we seek is not of our own deeds, but it's found in Jesus. And so, Father, today, if there's areas that we have struggled in receiving the grace that is found in Christ, may we open ourselves up to you and receive that with gratitude, with thanksgiving. And Father, as we pray, if there's people in our life, if there's circumstances that we've encountered that we have struggled to extend the grace that others need to receive, help us to extend that. Help us to recognize how that reflects your nature. Father, help us to be thankful for the grace that others have received, that when they've come to you, when they've repented, when they've turned and been covered by the blood of Jesus, may we not do something that you refuse to do, and that's hold that wrongdoing against them, to hold their past against them. Father, may we continue to be wise as we understand the nature of this grace. May we continually keep it in focus that we would live a life that shows how the received grace and how our gratitude for it changes us. Father, for those that we look at in life, that we're thankful for the grace that they have received, may we celebrate the changes that you continually make in their life, just as we celebrate the changes you make in our life. Father, may we deal with people appropriately. And may the grace that's received not be something that allows dangerous situations to occur. May we be constantly aware of those that would become wolves in sheep's clothing, who have not really sought to change their life. When we interact with those, may we be aware. But in that awareness, may we never lose sight of the grace that can be received. Father, as we live today, as we interact with people, as we encounter situations that may tempt us to be responsive in ways that do not exhibit grace, may you remind us of the grace we've received. May we learn to be more patient with others, more understanding. And God, today, as we live with an increased gratitude for the grace that you give, may we be mindful of sharing it in the context of Jesus. We recognize that the grace that we receive is only possible because of his sacrifice. So, Father, as we receive, as we extend grace, may we lift up Jesus at every opportunity that we have, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.